Be'ezus Hashem, Nazir, Daf Mem Ches, and we are going to begin about 10 lines up on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we'll Mitzvah Hashem go all the way to Mem Tes Amud Beis. Mem Tes is a small daf, and it's all one sugya, and then we'll finish up Mem Tes with Nun. So we had started yesterday the parak of Kohen Gadol and Nazir, and specifically the topic of Neis Mitzvah, and the Mishnah brought a bunch of examples of a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir going together. We took it as a davar pashut that meis mitzvah would be deicha the lav of kohen gadol and nazir. And now the Gemara is going to want to, and then we just discussed who would have kedima, meaning who is considered on the lower level. We had a machlokes tanayim in the Mishnah, who essentially would be on a lower level, and the one that's on a lower level would be the one that would have to be metama. And now the Gemara is going to ask the following question. Ad kan, or 10 lines up, Mem Zayin on the base, 10 lines up from the bottom. Ad kan le pligi el b'kohen gadol v'nazir. So the whole Mishnah, there was a machlekes tanayim, who would be metama first, that was kohen gadol v'nazir, ki ka'ozri b'hali adadi. When they're going together, they're traveling together. So both of them are presented with a meis mitzvah, which one should be metama? Aval chad chad l'chudei bar etmui inan. So it's a double pashut that each one on their own would have a chiyuv to be metama to a meis mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to now know, where do we know this din, that each one, meaning both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, bring Tam and a Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, that we have a Braisa, the Pasuk says, Al Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavai. And for the purposes of the Sugya, we have to really speak out, and I guess at the beginning, we'll differentiate between the two Pesukim. Meaning, in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vakein HaGadol Me'achav, talking about the parasha of Kehanim at the beginning of Emor, and it says Asher Yutzak Al Rosh Hashanah Mishcha, and there's a bunch of restrictions. It's Begadav that Milayas said the Bekoshim Begadav as Rosh Hashanah Yifra, he can't grow his hair. Begadav La Yifraim can't tear his garments. And then the pasuk says Va'al Kol Nafshes Beis Lo Yavoi, and he can't be Metama. Al Kol Nafshes Beis Lo Yavoi, and the pasuk says La Aviv Uli Ima Lo Yitama. So it says, Al Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavai. That would seem to include everybody, which we're going to have to discuss. But then specifically, La'aviv Uli Imai. So that's the pasuk by Kohen Gadol. Now, if we go to Nazir, a similar sort of pasuk that it says by Nazir, we have the parashan in Bamidbar Vav, that it says, Ki Achli Lindo Neder Nazir L'Hazir L'Hashem. And it goes through Yayin and Chechar. And it discusses Tar Lo Yava or Rosh. And then the third restriction, as we know, is La'avav Le'imai, Kol Yimei Hazirai La'Hashem, says Vayikra Vav, Kol Yimei Hazirai La'Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai. So very similar, different pasuk, but similar wording, whereas by Kain Gadol it said, Al Kol Nafshes Meis Lo Yavai. Over here it says, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, which we're going to have to use for a drasha. And then, where it's a little bit different in what it discusses by a Nazir, the restrictions of a Nazir to a Tam of Meis, versus a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, it just said, La'aviv uli'imai. Father and mother, lo yitama. By the Kohen Gadol, it's La'aviv uli'imai. La'achiv ula'chaysai lo yitama lahem bimaisam. So it lists four. La'aviv uli'imai, la'achiv ula'chaysai. So again, by Kohen Gadol, similar sort of wording, it says, there's first a general, Alko Nafshes Meis La'yavai. And to which, similar by Nazir, it says, Al Nefesh Meis La'yavai. A little bit of a different Nefesh Meis as opposed to Al Kol Nafshes Meis, but same general idea that there's a general restriction on Nefesh Meis Le'Yavai. And then there's specifics by Kohen Gadol, it only says La'aviv Le'imai La'yitama, versus by Nazir, it says La'aviv Le'imai La'achiv La'achaysai. So now let's begin. So again, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says this is by Kohen Gadol. So first we're going to discuss Kohen Gadol. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol can be Metama Meis Mitzvah? So the Pasuk says Al Kol Nafshes Meis La'yavai. It says a general, klal, al kol nafshes meis lo yavai, that a kohen gadol cannot be metame to any meis. B'me'akasav medaber, so what are we talking about? Iber rechaikim, so if we're talking about non-relatives, rechaikim, so then kal b'chaymer hu. So I don't need the pasuk to tell me a general restriction, al kol nafshes meis, than anybody outside of his family. Because it's a kal b'chaymer from a kohen hedyot. Uma kohen hedyot shehu metame l'kreivim, a kohen hedyot is allowed to be metama l'kreivim, yet ain't a metama l'rechaikim. Kain Hedyot is only not allowed to be metama l'rechaikim, but he could be metama l'kreivim. Kain Gadol, so Kain Gadol, who's one step up, he's more kadosh, she ain't a metama l'kreivim. So So a Kohen Gadol who is not allowed to be metamalar to Kraivim, meaning even relatives he's not allowed to be metamalar to, so for sure he can't be metamalar to non-relatives. Okay, so then again, what we're saying is, before we start with any pasuk by Kohen Gadol, we would take it as a Dabar Pasha. If a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to be metamalar to Rechaikim, to non-relatives. There are seven relatives that a Kayin Hedyot, regular Kayin, is allowed to be Metama to. So for sure, a Kayin Gadol, who's on a higher level, can't be Metama to Rechaikim, to non-relatives. So then Ella, when we say by Kayin Gadol, Akol Nashes Nesla Yabba, who are we referring to? Must be Ella B'Kraivim Akasim B'Dabar. We must be talking about Kraivim. And that is the restriction of Kraivim. So if so, So again, I'll call Nashe's Mace, even though it sounds like everybody, it can't mean to tell me by Kayin Gadol that he's Aser to be Metama to anybody, because I already know from Kayin Hedyot that a Kayin Hedyot is Aser to be Metama to everybody who's not a Karev. So it must be that the Alkal Nashe's Mace by Kayin Gadol is coming to tell me that the Kayin Gadol is not allowed to be Metama to every Kraven, meaning Alkal Nashe's Mace refers to Kraven. So if so, La'aviv. So again, what's the point of me saying la'aviv u'le'imai? It's completely extra. La'aviv, I would say, if Alkol Nashe's Mace is already telling me that I can't even be metama to Kraven, and I know Rechaikim from Kayin Hedyot, so then I don't need to say la'aviv u'le'imai. And that's really what we're going to be darshaning, is the Yiturim of the specifics here, because there's a general Isser by Kayin Gadol. Similarly, we're going to go through this by Nazir, but Alkol Nashe's Mace tells me that he can't be Vitama even to Kravim, any Kravim. So I don't need to tell me La'aviv uli imel itama. So what is the Ella B'Kravim Kas B'Daber? Ula Aviv. So why is it telling me La'aviv hu de'el matama? Hamatama hu l'meis mitzvah. So the Tanakhama is going to understand that what are we talking about? That La'aviv, he can't be matama, but it's coming, meaning I don't need it to tell me Aviv. So it's what's coming? It's coming for the diuk, which is it can't be metama to aviv, but it can be metama to meis mitzvah. So the aviv telling me that he Kohen Gadol cannot be metama to aviv is telling me essentially that he can be metama to meis mitzvah, and that is the makar. Except once we're there, we also want to understand why does it say li'imai uli'imai. So why does it say la'aviv uli'imai l'gzeirah shava? So that's going to be gzeirah shava l'chid the rabbi. That's going to be gzeirah shava to learn to nazir, meaning by imai, but L'chad Rebbe, D'tanya. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, Gabe Nazir. It says, by Nazir. B'maysam, lo yitam alahem b'maysam. That's what the Pasuk says. La'aviv, again, we'll read that Pasuk in Bamidbar Vavav. Kol yimei hazir al-Hashem, al-nefesh meis lo'yavoy. La'aviv l'imay, la'achiv u'la'achaysay, lo yitam alahem b'maysam. So what does that mean? B'maysam, it's only in Nazir, the only restriction he has is in matamer meis. B'maysam ain't a matama. What does that come to include? Avo metamahu l'negayim ulizivasam. He can be metama. There's no iser for a nazir to be metama to negam, meaning that's mitzayra. Even though, and as Tosfos points out, mitzayra that it is a chashuv kemeis. Still, we're learning from the pasuk that the nazir can be metama to a mitzayra or lizivasam, to somebody who is tama to maziva, for instance, his wife. So what we see is that the Isser is limited to b'maysav. The ain li'elo b'nazir. Now b'maysav, it only says b'maysav my nazir. By the pasuk by Kohen Gadol, never says b'maysav. So b'Kohen Gadol minayin. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol similarly is not restricted from being matama to a mitzera or to a ziva? Amrit lo yomer imer b'Kohen Gadol. I don't need to say imer b'Kohen Gadol. She ain tama b'leimer, because it doesn't tell me anything. Shari kal b'chaymer hu. It's already a kal b'chaymer. Meaning uma im b'makam she Kohen Hedyot. So, and I just want to preface this with, Tosfos says I don't really need the Kalva Chomer. If you think about this logically, meaning Alkol Nafshes Meis already told me that all Kravim are going to be Usser, that a Kohen Gadol is going to be Usser to be Metama to all Kravim. So, just like we said, the Aviv is extra, so too the Imai is extra. We learn the Aviv telling Meis Meis. So we learn the Imai for the Gzeir Shabbat, the Rebbe, like we're in the middle of learning right now. So, the Gemara is now going to say that instead of... And Tosfos points out that it's kal v'chomer l'rav chala milsa, that we're just going to expound this out. L'rav chala milsa. We don't really need to learn a kal v'chomer imay to aviv. We're coming to say, I don't need to say imay. The Gemara is going to say, why don't I not need imay? Because I have a kal v'chomer from aviv. But that's not really why I don't need imay. I don't need imay for the same reason I didn't need aviv, and I was able to learn it to meis mitzvah, which is because of al nafshes meis l'yavay. But Akopanim, that's the way the Gemara, and like I said, Tosfos explains that if the Rav Chila Milsa decides to learn it from a Kal v'Chomer from Av. Again, so it says Aviv by Kohen Gadol. It says Imai. I don't need Imai. Why don't I need Imai? Because the Gemara is going to say Shari Kal v'Chomer. It's a Kal v'Chomer. Uma in b'makom shekayin hedyot metama la'echav ma'aviv. Let's go to a Kayin hedyot. Kayin hedyot is allowed to be metama to his brothers. It's one of the seven krevim that a hedyot is allowed to be metama to. However, it's only brothers from the fathers. Yet, in kain gadol metama la'aviv, so a kain hedyot is allowed to be metama to his brother from his father, and the kain gadol can't be metama to his father. So, makam she'en kain hedyot metama la'echav me'imai. So we see that, so that's even the paternal bond isn't strong enough, can't be metama to his father. So, in a place where a kain hedyot is not allowed to be metama to his brother, his maternal brother, his brother from the mother, so we see the mother is not considered as strong of a relation to allow tuma to, because we only allow by kain hedyot brother from the father, not brother from the mother. So we see fathers are considered more of a reason to be metama to, and yet you're not able to be metama to your father if you're a kain gadol. So in a din she'en kain gadol metama li'imai. So for sure a kain gadol cannot be metama to his mother. Now, imzichsa mehadin, okay, so imzichsa mehadin, meaning if we're already able to learn it from the Kal v'Chomer, so from the Kal v'Chomer we already know that the mother cannot be metama, that the Kohen Gadol cannot be metama to his mother, so matama lemer imai, so why does the Pasuk say imai by Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol, mufna, it's extra, it's open, lahakish v'ladu nimen, gzeir shava, so it's a gzeir shava to open to the other side. The other side is going to be the imai by nazir, okay, which tells me nemar imai ben nazir v'nemar imai b'kain gadol, that and therefore you have an imai. We need a gzeir shava that is going to be mufna on both sides. So we have by nazir it says imai. Again, we listed it says la'avid l'imai la'echav la'achaysai. So there's an imai there. So the way the Tanakama, or the way we're understanding it now, is that there's an imai by nazir, there's an imai by kain gadol. Why do I need the imai by kain gadol to tell me as gzeir shava de rebbe, meaning that it's only b'maisa ma imai emar ben nazir b'maisa meinim etama, that the only restriction for a nazir to become tami is to etumas meis abba metama hu negaim lizibasam. But he, the kain gadol is the nazir is allowed to be metama to a mitzayra, even though mitzayra chashav kameis, and to a ziva. So af imai by kain gadol, so too by kain gadol b'maisa meinim etama metama negaim lizibasam. So too, that a kain gadol is allowed to be matama. He's only allowed to be matama to mace. He is allowed to be matama to negayim mitzera and ziva. Okay. So now we've successfully learned. There's only three things to learn when we talk about kain gadol, meaning the general alkol nashas mace, which we said is coming, can't be coming to tell me that a kain gadol can't be matama to rechaykim, because I would know kal v'chomer from hedyot. So what is alkol nashas mace? That is usher the tama l'krayvim. And what is La'aviv? To tell me Mace Mitzvah, that was the mission that we were on. How do we know that a Kain Gadol can be Metama to a Mace Mitzvah? That I learned from La'aviv. What is La'imai? That's the Gzeir Shavah, the Nazir. That just like by Nazir, the restriction of Tumah is limited to Tumah's Mace, so too by Kain Gadol, the Isser of Tumah is limited to Tumah's Mace. Okay, so now, Ashkechon Kain Gadol, so we found a Kain Gadol. Now, let's go to the Pesukim by Nazir. Nazir Minala, Ditanya. So the pasuk says, "Kol yimei haziroi l'Hashem al nefesh meis lo yavoi." So it says, "Al nefesh meis lo yavoi." Now let's just be clear. By we had a foundation by kain gadol. We had a foundation because a kain gadol is a one level higher than a kain hedyot, and a kain hedyot, the pasuk in Emor says that that was at the beginning of Emor. We didn't actually read that pasuk yet, but for regular kain hedyot, it says, right at the beginning of Emor, by Emor Shalom Moshe, Emor Lakan and Bnei Aaron, Ba'amar Talehim, Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, says that a Kohen Hedyot can't become Tameh, Lenefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav, except Kim L'She'era HaKar HaVelov, Le'imai La'avav, Le'vinai L'vito, La'achav, La'chisai HaBesul HaKar HaVelov. So those, there are seven Krevim who the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be Metama to. So again, the foundation by Kohen Gadol was, I already know for sure, before I have any pasuk, that he wouldn't be able to be matama to regular people, meaning to non-relatives. So Alko Nafshes Meis came to tell me even relatives. But by Nazir, we don't know anything until the pasuk comes to tell me. There's no reason to think that because a person's a Nazir, until the Torah tells me that he would be matama to Meis. So how do I know by Nazir that first he's going to be, there's a restriction for any Tomas Meis, Afkon Klein Gadol, Nazir Minon, to tell you the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Hazirah Lashem, Al Nefesh Meis Al Yavoy. So that means he can't be Metama to any Al Nefesh Meis. Now, Shameami, so I might think Al Nefesh Meis, Afilu Nefesh Behema B'mashma. So a Nazir maybe can't even become Metama to a Behema, to an animal. Why? Because an animal, let's say dead animals in Nevela, so there's some sort of Toma there. Maybe a Nazir has a restriction to be Metama on an Nevela as well. Okay, Afilu Nefesh Behema B'mashma. Because we see that a nefesh comes to refer to behema as well. Nefesh behema, yishal mena. So, Talmud Leimer, al nefesh meis. So, it's from the wording of nefesh meis. Why did the pasuk have to say, kol yimei hazirah lashem? Could have just said, al nefesh leitama. So, what's al nefesh meis? What's al nefesh meis leyavan? So, that's coming to restrict only humans. Now, it's all human, so it's bein kraven, bein rechaikin. So, lo yavai, benefesh adam akasim medaber. Okay, so, tamalam, I call nefesh meis, lo yavai, that the nazir, can't be metamet to any meis. So that's benefesh adam akasim medaber. So that's one way of learning. Rabbi Shmuel is going to learn a little bit differently. Einai tzarech. That I don't learn it from the al nefesh meis part. Same pasuk, it's going to tell me the same thing. That a nazir is usher to all humans, dead humans. Meaning whether it's rechaikim or kraidim, non-relatives or relatives. So Rabbi Shmuel is just going to learn a little bit differently. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm in a tzarech, and I'm not going to learn it from the al nefesh meis, but rather I'm a lo yavai. I'm going to learn it from the lo yavai component. Kinafshis or binafshis hametamais bebia akasim benaber. We're talking about only ones. What's lo yavai? The lashon of lo yavai that you can't come in to be metama oil. So there is a din of tumas oil. There's a dead person in a house. So the nazir would be restricted from walking into that house. Now, the only thing that has tumas ayil is a dead human, not an animal. Okay, and therefore it's on the lo yavai, lavavili imai. Okay, so either way, it's the benafshes hametames bebia kasev bedaber. So either way, whether you learn it from the al nefesh meis or the lo yavai component, either way, it tells us that by nazir there is a total iser restriction on a nazir being metama to any meis. Relative or non-relative. So if so, again, now we're back to where we started, like we had by Kohen Gadol, then I don't need to tell me specifics. If it's telling me al nefesh meis, lo yavai, either which way you learn it, that the nazir is asur kedimim metama to all. That means including relatives and non-relatives. So la'avav li'imai enem metama. Okay, so why do I need la'avav li'imai enem metama? Al metama hu l'meis mitzvah. Okay, so what's the la'avav li'imai telling me by Nazir, that must be telling me Meis Mitzvah by Nazir. Okay, so I have, again, Le'imai really was Mufna for the Gezeirah Shavah. La'aviv is telling me that I could be Metamed and Meis Mitzvah by Nazir. Now the Gemara is going to challenge us a little. First of all, the Gemara is going to say, why do I need Tamil Meis Mitzvah? I can learn it as a Kal V'chaymer from Kohen Gadol. If Kohen Gadol had said La'avah, then that was Meis Mitzvah. So for sure, Nazir, which is a lower level of Tumah, should be able to be Tamil Meis Mitzvah. So Adshul Yomer, if I didn't say it from the Drasha, Yeshli Bedin, I would have a Kal V'chaymer. Is forever. He's born into Kahuna. And once he becomes a Kohen Gadol, he's a Kohen Gadol forever. Yet he's Metama L'meis Mitzvah. He's Metama L'meis Mitzvah. Nazir She'en Kedushas HaKedushas Olam. Then a Nazir, and like we explained, there was different pshatim in how to explain Kedushas Olam. But the point is, either way, Stam Nazir is Lamed Yayin, and therefore it's a lower Kedusha. But either way, it's not a Kedushas Olam. It's for a limited time, a person's a Nazir. In a din, she Metama L'meis Mitzvah. So for sure, he should be Metama L'meis Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, okay, so again, why do I even need a pasuk of La'avos to tell me that a Nazir is Metama L'meis Mitzvah? Learn of Kal V'chomer from Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, no, I can't learn the Kal V'chomer. Ikal Mifrach, loy im amrit the Kohen Gadol. On the one hand, and like we brought to explain the two tzadim of who should be Metama first in the Mishnah when they're going together, we had two tzadim. On the one hand, Kohen Gadol is Kedushas Olam, and therefore it's more Kadesh, so the Nazir should be Metama. On the other hand, what did we say? That a Nazir is considered on a higher level because if a Nazir becomes Tami, he has to bring a carbon. Kohen Gadol becomes Tami, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So that's what we're going to use to answer our Kal V'chomer. Lo yim amrit b'Kohen Gadol shekein. Ein maybe carbon al tumasai, that a Kohen Gadol is, you can't necessarily say it's on a higher level of Kedusha because he doesn't bring a carbon on if he becomes Tamei ben Nazir, and a Nazir does, maybe carbon al Tumasai, oh, maybe carbon al Tumasai, like Tamei lemeis mitzvah. Okay, so again, we're back to where we started. So maybe you'll say that since a Nazir has to bring a carbon if he becomes Tamei, that he's on a higher level than Kohen Gadol, so maybe only a Kohen Gadol can be Tamei lemeis mitzvah, that I learned from La'aviv by Kohen Gadol, but maybe a Nazir can't, Tamei lemeis La'aviv le'ima le'itama. So we see again, we're back to where we started, which is that the La'aviv le'ima le'itama of Tamei lemeis mitzvah. Okay, so now we're going to try to challenge this again. Okay, well, maybe you'll tell me, I go completely to the other side. You know why the Pasuk needs La'aviv le'ima? To tell me that he only can't be metama to Aviv le'ima. But maybe he should be able to be metama l'shar mesim. And different ways to understand this, that either, you know, Tosfos over here seems to say that as a din of Aviv le'ima, because it's higher, he's more distraught over them, because he's closer to them, so therefore is more of a restriction. Another way Tosfos really brings in on Memtes, that a little bit, this is like a klal prat, meaning the Pasuk said, by Nazir, al nefesh meis lo yavoy, and then it says, la'aviv le'imai. So it's klal, al nefesh meis lo yavoy, la'aviv le'imai prat. So you would say, what's then when you have a klal prat? Ein be klal al mashab prat. So maybe you're limiting this whole thing of the restriction of a nazir. You tell me it's only aviv le'imai, but not anybody else. Again, what's the reason? The reason could be because he's closer to la'aviv le'imai, he's closer to them, and therefore it's considered more of an avelus. Okay, so the Gemara says, so maybe we can think that it's only a nazir is only restricted to aviv le'imai. The Gemara says, no, amrit kal v'chaymer. I'm going to learn a kal v'chaymer to tell me that it has to be that a nazir is going to be usher to everybody else, to non-relatives. Amr Kabbalah, Ma Kayin Hedya. Let's learn from a Kayin Hedya. She mitama l'kreivim. He is mitama l'kreivim. Yet, ain't a mitama l'shar mesim. He can't be mitama to non-relatives. So Kayin Hedya can be mitama only to relatives, not to non-relatives. Nazir, she ain't a mitama l'kreivim. A nazir that cannot be mitama l'kreivim. Ain't a din, she'll be mitama l'shar mesim. Okay, you can't tell me la'aviv le'imai, meaning it's only kreivim. It's only kreivim that a nazir can't be metama to la'aviv le'imai la'achiv la'chesed, the ones listed there. Okay, but non-relatives, he should be able to be metama to kal v'chaymer for kohen hedyon and eventually tama l'shar mesim. Okay, so that is hama tama lemer. So we're back to where we started again. It's a davar pashut that he can't be metama to hedyon, that he can't be metama to non-relatives. A nazir can't be metama to non-relatives, and now it says to relatives, so al nefesh meis la yavoy. So ma tama lover. Why does again? Well, I'm back to why do I need aviv le'ima? Aviv le'ima la aviv le'ima yehu de la mitama matama hu meis mitzvah. Okay, so we successfully defended at least at this point for a second time of that the aviv le'ima is extra, and it's coming to tell me meis mitzvah. Okay, now we're gonna have a third challenge to this. Again, the idea that aviv le'ima is meis mitzvah. Actually, meaning if I don't learn it from a drasha yeshli bedin, I could have learned a kal v'chaymer. Now we're gonna turn this a little bit. So when it came to kohen gadol, again we knew again our foundation was just to repeat our foundation was that he's a kohen hedyot plus kohen hedyot can be metama to rechaykim to non relatives. So for sure a kohen gadol can't be metama to non relatives. And then what does the alto nashas meis tell me? That he can't even metama l'kreivim, and therefore aviv le'ima is extra. That's the way we built the limudim over here. Now, when it comes to nazir, we're going to try to challenge this now. Actually, if I didn't learn this at all, yeshli bedin, I'd have a kal v'chaymer. Nemru klolos b'kayin gadol. So it says klolos b'kayin gadol, but nemru klolos b'nazir. Okay, so what is the klolos of a kayin gadol? Ma klolos hamuris b'kayin gadol la'aviv v'nei metama v'tama v'lo meis mitzvah. I would have a klal, meaning if there's a klal, al kol nashas meis lo yavoy. By Nazir, I also have a call. Al nefesh meis lo yavoy, telling you that he can't be metama to anybody. Now, what did we say by kohen gadol? That means he can't be metama even the kraven. But la'aviv tells me he can't be metama to meis mitzvah. Af klolos hamuris b'nazir la'aviv v'nei metama v'tama l'meis mitzvah. So that's one side to say, okay, I will go ahead and say that that aviv is extra by Nazir because I'm going to learn klal by Nazir al nefesh meis lo yavoy. Klal by kohen gadol, akol nafshes meis lo yavoy, and whatever dinim would apply by kohen gadol would apply by nazir, and therefore la'aviv by nazir would be extra. Or maybe I could say, okay, klalos, we can makish klalos together, klalos and nazir, the klalos of kohen gadol, or a kalach derech zu. Maybe I'll take it, learn it, take another term. Nemru kolos b'kayin hege. Well, it also says kolos b'kayin hege. The nemru kolos b'nazir. Ma kolos hamoris b'kayin hege mitama la'aviv. So a kolos by remember at the beginning of Emor, what did it say? It said that a regular kayin. It said yes, you're right. It said lenefesh la'itama ma'amav. That's the klal. So there's a klal iser by hege. Klal iser by kayin gadol. Klal iser by nazir. You automatically, if you're right, if you learn nazir klal iser from kayin gadol klal iser, then we would have to say that just like kayin gadol has a restriction, it can't be mitama to anybody, meaning even to Kravim, and therefore La'av of is extra, so I learned that it can be mitama to Mesmet. So and then I would learn the same thing by Nazir, okay? But maybe you could also learn the klal of Nazir, on Nefesh Mesel Yavai, to the klal of Lenefesh La'itama Ba'amav, the klal of Kayin Hegyet. A klal for the Rosu, Nemer Kolos B'Kayin Hegyet, but Nemer Kolos B'Nazir. Ma Kolos Amoris B'Kayin Hegyet, the klal said it says by Kayin Hegyet, mitama, you could be mitama to La'aviv. You could even be mitama to your aviv. Kain hedyot is allowed to be mitama to kreidim. Af kolos hamuris b'nazir mitama lo aviv. So too by nazir he could also be mitama to aviv. Tama loymer lo aviv leima lo yitama halameis mitzvah mitama. So where is going to jump on? Well, 1 second. You just said that maybe if I would just have lo aviv leima, that I would say there's a klal iser of being mitama by Nazir, klal iser being matama by kain hedya. The klal iser being matamya by nazir, which you learn from kain hedya, that it's only rechaikim, but kravim, he would be allowed to be matama too. So therefore, I need la'aviv, which tells me, and the Gemara just said, la'aviv la'itama le'es mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean? No, hamibaya le'laimer she'en matama la'aviv. No, I specifically, you just said, on the side that I can learn the klal iser to be matama of nazir from kain hedya, so then I need la'aviv to tell me, no, don't learn it from Kain Hedyot, meaning don't say that I need Lavi to tell me, don't say that Kravim, that he is allowed to be Matamal Kravim. So El Hamibayle Lamar Shain Matamal Aviv. So I don't have it available for Mace Mitzvah. El La'aviv, Laimar Shain Matamal Aviv. Okay, so fine. I'm gonna learn La'aviv to tell me that I can't be Matama to Aviv. So essentially what we're saying is like this. We're in the again first Shita of all these Lingudim, and we're saying that let's go in order. It says Nazir, al nefesh meis la'yavai, that's telling me klal. Can't be metame to anybody. What is an anybody? Is it klal like a kain hedya? Or is it klal like a kain gadol? Meaning, is there a standard iser of kreidin? Maybe not. So therefore, I needed la'aviv to tell me that the klal of nazir is even like the kain gadol. Meaning, even kreidin, you can't be metame to. So if so, I've used my aviv. And like I explained to you, when it comes to Nazir, whereas by Kain Gadol we only had to explain the klal aviv and imai. By Nazir, there's klal aviv imai, which imai we're going to use because Erev Shabbat for the same imai that's nafshes meis that we used by Kain Gadol. But so la'aviv I'm using to tell me that the klal by Nazir to tell me will extend even la'aviv, meaning even krevim are going to be aser. So where am I going to learn la'achiv? So let's go to the next one. Next one down the list. La'aviv I use now, la'imai I use now, la'achiv. La'achiv ain't a mitama l'meis mitzvah mitama. So you know where we're going to learn from Nazir that Nazir is allowed to be mitama l'meis mitzvah. So it's actually from la'achiv. Uli'imai, let's just go back a step, right? So we have la'aviv by Nazir. It says al nefesh meis lo yavai la'aviv li'imai. So la'aviv, I need to tell me that even kravim, I need that actually lagufe, even kravim a Nazir can't be mitama to li'imai. What is that going to tell me to? We now want to understand. Li'imai gzera shava l'chadrevi, like we explained. Ula'achoisai, and what's the la'achoisai? That's the fourth. The fourth prat listed by Nazir. What's that coming? Tell me, l'chadetanya, like the following verse, detanya, la'achoisai. It says, la'achoisai. Ma tamu leimar. Why did by Nazir, did it have to tell me that a Nazir is not allowed to be matamu la'achoisai, meaning it should be no different than aviv, imai, aviv. So, harei, shalach, lishchayte, pischay. Somebody is going to shech the carbon pesach, v'lomal es benai, or mal his son, v'shamesh hameis leimais. So he hears that never somebody in his family died. Yachal yitama. You might think you could be metama to the mace, and therefore preclude yourself. You wouldn't be able to do these mitzvahs, karban pesach or mila. Amrit lo yitama. No, don't go ahead and do that. Yachal yitama the mace mitzvah. So you might think that if you have to go do these mitzvahs, meaning karban pesach or mila, so you shouldn't be metama for a mace mitzvah either. Just like if you have a mace, a relative, you can't go ahead and be metama, and therefore preclude yourself from being able to do these mitzvahs. Talmud lomer la'chayso la'chayso dinam etama lo meis mitzvah metama. So we're going to learn another limit of meis mitzvah. So la'echav and la'chayso both come to tell me mitzvah. La'echav comes to tell me meis mitzvah. He knows it can be meis mitzvah. And la'chayso comes to tell me that la'chayso comes to tell me that even meis mitzvah will be deicha carbon pesach or milah. Now that is all in the Tanakhama. We're going to call the Tanakhama Rabbi Shmuel. So we explained, again, there's basically seven limudim that we have, or eight limudim, right? There's three by Kohen Gadol, the Klal, Akon Nefesh Beis, the Aviv, the Prat, the Imai, the Prat. We have Nazir, that's the Klal, that's your fourth one, Nefesh Beis, like that, boy. We have Nazir Aviv, Nazir Imai, Nazir Echav, Nazir Achaisai. What was our mission? Our mission was to understand how do we know that both Kohen Gadol and Nazir can be Mitzama L'meis Mitzvah. And at this point, we're learning it by Kohen Gadol, each one individually. Kohen Gadol, we learn it from La'aviv. It's extra. And by Nazir, we learn it from La'achiv. I needed La'aviv to tell me to learn Nazir that the restriction really applies to Krevim as well. So it's La'achiv. And that's the short answer of what our mission was, but we have to understand all this stuff. Now we're going to have an alternate. That's all in what we call Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's way of understanding it, or the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Eimer. Rabbi Akiva says, and we'll see that it's Rabbi Shmuel because later the Gemara is going to say Ula Rabbi Shmuel. So far we didn't see that what we learned thus far was Rabbi Shmuel, but we'll see it now. Rabbi Akiva says, let's go to the pasuk of, you got to change the gersa here. This is the pasuk of Nazir. This is the klal. Al nefesh meis lo yavo. So he's going to learn these differently. Al nefesh elu rechaykim, meis elu akraydim. Okay. So again, it gets to the same place, but he's saying, what we're saying is whereas Rabbi Shmuel learned it al nefesh meis, that it's just one klal, al nefesh meis yavo, that's one klal, so I could learn from klal of Heyyid or klal of Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I learned it specifically. Al nefesh is rechaykim, meis is kravim. So I know that there's an iser kravim, that's where I start right off the bat. So that's al nefesh meis is by Nazir. La'aviv, we're going to go backwards. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, we started by Kohen Gadol and got to Nazir. Rabbi Akiva is going to start at Nazir. So again, I first explain my klal. Al nefesh meis. So again, that's al nefesh. Not nafshes, but al nefesh. That's elav rechaykim. Meis elav kredim. La'aviv le'in mai. And in the time of tamal meis mitzvah. Okay. So what's he going to learn? La'aviv le'in mai. What's he going to learn? La'aviv le'in mai. Now, and as the Mefarish here points out, and Tesis also says it, is that Rabbi Kiva is not going to learn anything from le'in mai. As far as Rabbi Kiva, in the limudim of Rabbi Kiva, le'in mai just comes to tell me a grara. Da amar aviv, since it said aviv, so therefore naz bakra. Since it said aviv, it says imai. They go hand in hand. If father, it says mother. But you can't necessarily learn anything. Why did it say mother? Because it says father. Okay, so we have to understand, why did it say father? Father and mother as one unit. Okay, let me submit. So again, so he says, what is, by nazir, what's the aviv of imai? And metamah is a meis mitzvah. He can't be metamah to a meis mitzvah. So that would be a makar for meis mitzvah. Except la'achiv. What is Rabbi Akiva going to do with la'achiv? Again, because in Rabbi Shmuel used La'achiv to tell me meis mitzvah. La'aviv was to tell me, because of the way he learned al nefesh meis, that it's just a klal, that you have to say that the restriction of becoming tameh is the klal of kain vado, that's what la'aviv told me, not the klal of kain hegit. Since Rabbi Akiva learned the al nefesh meis differently, within that pasuk, I already know al nefesh, that is rechoykim, meis is krevim. So therefore, la'aviv le'imai, he learns to tell me meis mitzvah. La'achiv, what's he going to do with la'achiv? Whereas Rabbi Shmuel learned la'achiv to tell me meis mitzvah, what's Rabbi Kiva now going to do with la'achiv? Shem ha'in, a unique din. Shem ha'yeh kain gadol v'hu nazir. Let's say you had a kain gadol who was a nazir, also a nazir. Kain gadol took on naziris. La'achiv einim etamah v'tamahu le'meis mitzvah. Okay, so let's pause for a second. So Rabbi Kiva says that if you're a kain gadol and a nazir, then you can be metamah le'meis mitzvah. That's what la'achiv by nazir tells me. So first of all, there's an interesting kasha, just technically, fundamentally, try to understand this. A Kohen Gadol has an Isser to grow out his hair. Any Kohen does. He can't grow his hair more than 30 days. So how can a Kohen take on Nazirus? Now, in practice, the Kohen Gadol would actually take a haircut every week. But Al-Kabanim, how could he take on Nazirus? He has to be, a Nazir has to grow 30 days, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to grow 30 days. So there's a few different shatim. I saw one brought down to the Miches Chinuch that he explains that, no, we're talking about if he did it. You're right. If a Kohen Gadol takes on the Naziris, so then he therefore, he now has an iser to shave his head. He has an iser to grow his hair. But b'sheva al taisa, since he took on the iser naziris, b'sheva al taisa, so now he doesn't actually cut his hair. Kol yimei of his naziris, because he's now sheva al taisa. And we're not going to say that the lav of that a kain gadol can't grow gadol parasar rosh, right? We're not going to say that the lav that a kain has to grow his hair out is going to be deicha the lav of a nazir talo yava rosh. He could be sheva al taisa and sit and let his hair grow out. So that's just one way of practically understanding how that could happen. The other question that's really asked here is how, if a, let's say he's a kain gadol, the kain gadol already has an iser of being metama to kraven. So if you become a nazir, how is there a double iser? Essentially, what Rabbi Kiva is telling me is that La'achid is telling me that if I have a double iser, kain gadol and nazir, so now I have the same iser twice, then I could still be metama l'neis mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Kiva is learning La'achid to. So how do you have a double iser? We know that ein iser chal iser. If he's already metama l'neisim, then how will adding another, meaning iser nazir, so metama l'neisim, how is that considered any worse? It's not a double iser. It's ein iser chal iser. So there's numerous different answers. It gets into the sugya of that ein iser chal iser. You could say that it's bekailo. And that's one way that you have to understand that kailo here, that you were willing to say kailo, meaning when I take on a bunch of things, so then this iser will also be chal, even though there's a pre-existing iser. Now, that is according to the shita that holds iser kailo will apply when you take on other things as well, meaning not just within the same iser. So again, over here, the nazir, he's taking on the iser when he becomes a nazir of not drinking wine, of not cutting his hair. And also, nichlal in that, iser kail is an iser metamal mason. Since he took on the naziris in full, we'll say that he also, the kain gadol will also now become, he will have a second iser of being metamal mason, which again, that's what Rabbi Akiva is learning achiv, is to tell me that not just one iser, either kain gadol or nazir, I have, each one has his own respective limud. Again, from where does Rabbi Akiva know? He knows Nazir can't be Metama and Emes from Lav of Limai. The Lachav says, even if you're a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, you have two Isurim of being Metama and Emes, still makes Mitzvah will be Daicha that. Now, Ula Chaysai, what's he going to do? What's Rabbi Akiva going to learn with Chaysai? So that's going to be the same. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Shahaya, is going to check this Kohen Pesach, Lamalas, Benai, etc. Right? So the same Limud to tell me that even that. A mace that will even say that a person should become tame to take care of a mace mitzvah when it's going to preclude him from doing, he'll be tame and he won't be able to do either do milah or to shacht his carbon pesach. Okay, and therefore, then mace mitzvah is going to be deicha either doing milah or he'll be tame so he can't shacht his carbon pesach. So now, like this, Akiva, gzeira shava de Rebbe minale. So where is he going to learn gzeira shava of Rebbe? Meaning that Rabbi Shmuel needed Imai to tell me Gzeira Shava that only a Kain Gadol and Nazir, right? We said a Nazir has a restriction to be Matama to Mace, to Tumas Mace, but Mitzera and Ziva he can be Matama to. So I learned that from Imai. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it was Imai by Kain Gadol, it was Imai by Nazir, I learned the two of them. But according to Rabbi Akiva, if I'm using Imai, La'avadu li'imai, and again, he says they're all one thing, La'avadu li'imai, I'm using that to tell me Meis Mitzvah, so then how am I going to know the Gzeira Shava of Rebbe? So Amar Lachi says like this, Kiva da Amar Mar, Imai Yikain Gadol B'Nazir, La'echav Einem Metama, since, a very interesting shot, since we just said that, what is La'echav coming to tell me? That a Nazir can be Metama, a Kain Gadol, who is also a Nazir, can be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, so then, if you're a Kain Gadol and a Nazir, that's what La'echav is coming to tell me, you can be Tama L'Meis Mitzvah, then each one on its own, either a Kain Gadol, just a Kain Gadol, or just a Nazir can be Tama L'Meis Mitzvah. So, Imai Kain Gadol v'Nazir, La'echav ena Tama, Tama L'Meis Mitzvah, Mali Kain Gadol l'chudei, Mali Nazir. So, that if you're telling me that if a person is a Kain Gadol and a Nazir, even Tama L'Meis Mitzvah, so then, for sure, if you're just a Kain Gadol, or just a No, so you can have a mace mitzvah. If so, so I don't need la'avav li'imai anymore. Once I have la'echav to tell me that if you're a kain gadol and a nazir, you can have a mace mitzvah. So I don't need la'avav li'imai anymore to tell me that a nazir can have a mace mitzvah. Of course you can have a mace mitzvah if you're just a nazir. How do I know? Because la'echav tells me if you're a kain gadol and a nazir, you can have a mace mitzvah. So for sure, if you're just a nazir, you can have a mace mitzvah. So he's going to essentially answer that question. It's the la'avav li'imai, which according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't separate the two. La'avav li'imai come to tell me one thing. Lama Lima come to tell me one thing. So therefore, what is it? It's going to be the Gezeirah Shavah of Rebbe that I'm going to learn Li'imai over to Li'imai by Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it comes to tell me that even, that only, by both Kohen Gadol and by Nazir, that only a Tamei Meis is restricted for both Kohen Gadol and Nazir, but Mitzairah, Tumas Mitzairah, and Tumas Ziva is not restricted. Now, affecting Mar Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol B'hu Nazir Min Ale, how's Rabbi Yishmael going to know this then? Meaning, Rabbi Kiva used Laechav to tell me that if you're Kohen Gadol and Nazir, you can tell me the mitzvah. So how's Rabbi Yishmael going to know this? Kivan Deshara Rachmana Chad Lav, Gabi Meis Mitzvah, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Trade Lavin. So, again, since the Torah told me that you're allowed, that Meis Mitzvah is a waiver on the Isser of being Metama to Meis, Isser of being Metama to Meis, that if the Isser of the Metama to Meis for Kohen Gadol and for Nazir is essentially the same Isser, they both have an Isser Kraven, so once I'm allowed to violate one, I can automatically violate two. Rabbi Kiva holds that no, that in other words, and fundamentally they're arguing, again, what the lumdus is you have to go into. This is a big sugya just to understand exactly why Rabbi Shmuel is so flippant about the fact that there's two lavin. But this is the idea that Rabbi Shmuel says is that, well, once there's Meis Mitzvah, it makes no difference whether there's two Isurim of the same one. If it's Deicha, one is Deicha the other. Whatever it cuts through. If it's a waiver on the Isser to be Metamed a Kraven, or Isser to be, if it's a waiver on the Isser to be Metamed Mesim, both for Kohen Gadol and for Nazir, just like it's individually, then both of them together, it would also automatically Mali Mes Mali Chad Lab Mali Train Labin. Okay, so let's go now. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Achoisay Lamali. Okay, meaning, and the way Tosis explains this is now that you just said Rabbi Shmuel doesn't fundamentally know a difference between whether there's one lav or two lavim. As far as he's concerned, if you tamed a meis mitzvah as a kohen gadol, you can tamed a meis mitzvah as a nazir. If you're a nazir and a kohen gadol, you tamed a meis mitzvah. So we see that we don't give any credibility to the double iser, meaning a more heavier iser. Kohen gadol and nazir would be considered a heavier iser because you have two of them. So too, let's just go back achayse lamali, meaning the Gemara is taking it like this. Where did Rabbi Shmuel learn achayse from? That achayse was that you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? Mevatel a mitzvah. So again, if Meis Mitzvah would tell me it's so strong that it would knock away two Isurim of being Metamel Meis, Nazir and Kohen Gadol, it would knock off both of them, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So then also, if a Meis Mitzvah is going to preclude you from doing Mila, or you become Tamei, you can't do Pesach, so then I would logically think that it would stand to follow, and I wouldn't need a Pasuk anymore. We said we need this pasuk to tell me that even if you're going to do Mila or Shechta Karmen Pesach, that you can be Metamei L'Meis Mitzvah. Well, logically, if according to Rabbi Shmuel, if I'm both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, so we see the waiver of Meis Mitzvah allows me to cut through both Yisurim, so too, it should go ahead and tell me to be Metamei over here. That's what the Havana of the Gemara over here is. So the Gemara says no, that it is fundamentally different. Sakadai Dechamina, Kishara Rahmana L'Meis Mitzvah. When did the Torah allow Meis Mitzvah? That's Nazir v'Kayin. Those are both Isser Lavin, the Isser Lavehu. Avamilo Pesach, the Kares, it's a mitzvah of Kares, lo yitam Meis Mitzvah, kamash malon. So I still need a chesed to tell me, again, what's the chiddush? Yes, you're right. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol and Nazir, each one would have carry within its own restriction. And Meis Mitzvah would be deicha either one, and therefore would be deicha both of them. But taking care of a Meis Mitzvah and thereby precluding yourself from either bringing Karim Pesach or doing Mila will be much more chamer because that carries with it the weight of Karis, and therefore I do need the Pasuk of Achayser to tell me that. So now, let's go back to just to quickly take stock of where we are. We said that there were essentially eight limudim. There's a klal by Kohen Gadol, prat la'aviv li'imai by Kohen Gadol. There's a klal by Nazir. There's a prat, four pratim aviv imai achim achayser. In Rabbi Akiva, and we explained all of them in Rabbi Shmuel in the first time, in Rabbi Akiva. So we explained Al Nefesh Meis the Klal. That's coming to tell me Isser Krevim, Isser Rechaikim. We explained La'aviv Al-Imai. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's only one. And that's going to tell me Gzeirah Shava of Rebbe. Then we have La'echav to tell me that both a Kohen Gadol, who's also a Nazir, can be Metama to Meis Mitzvah. And we have La'achaysai. Okay, like we said, the same La'achaysai that Rabbi Shmuel learned it was that even this is going to cause you to be mevatel in Isser and Anasei Sheish by Karis. So now, where we're up to is, let's go back. Meaning, and remember, we have to go to explain, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Psukim by Kohen Gadol. Meaning, by Kohen Gadol, let's just think about this logically before we continue in the Gemara. By Kohen Gadol, we had, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we had La'aviv uli'imai. We had La'aviv to tell me Meis Mitzvah. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, if La'achav by Nazir, La'achav by Nazir, tells me that I can be Metama to both Meis Mitzvah, that I can be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, even if a person is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, so that means if he is either a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir, or both a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir, he can be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah. So if so, according to Rabbi Akiva, I no longer need La'aviv by Kohen Gadol, because I could actually learn both that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol can be Tamei Mitzvah from La'achiv. Because specifically, Rabbi Akiva learns that to tell me that you can be Tamei even when you are both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So therefore, it's when you are either. And now we're going to try to understand Rabbi Akiva Mechti. Loishna Kohen Gadol Luchudei, Loishna Kohen Gadol Luchu Nazir. So if you can be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah, or you have to be Metama to a Meis Mitzvah as both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, so then for sure, either one on its own. So then, so nafka mele'echav. So therefore, la'avav li'imai lamali. So why do I need la'avav li'imai? Now again, according to Rabbi Akiva, la'avav li'imai go hand in hand. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have to say that whereas Rabbi Shmuel needed li'imai, he needed the gezeirah shavah to be mufna on both tzadim, meaning I need imai explicitly and specifically by Kohen Gadol to tell me the gezeirah shavah of Rebbe to learn from the imai of Nazir, where it says by Nazir, Anashris Meis Layabai, that only the Isser is limited for both Kohen Gadol and Nazir. That's what the Gezeirah Shavah tells me, that it's only Tumas Meis, but Tumas Mitzrayim and Tumas Ziva, he is allowed to be Metama. Okay, so now Rabbi Kiva doesn't need it Mufna from both sides, meaning we already use the Aviv Le'imai by Nazir to tell me to learn to Kohen Gadol. So then again, if I go here, La'aviv and Le'imai, what am I going to do with La'aviv, according to Rabbi Kiva? I need to figure out a limud for because La'aviv was made Mitzvah and I no longer need that. In Rabbi Shmuel, that was made Mitzvah, I no longer need that because Rabbi Kiva holds La'achiv tells me that a Nazir and, if you're both a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, you can tell me the Mitzvah. So therefore, if you're just one of them, either a Nazir or a Kohen Gadol, you can tell me the Mitzvah. And Le'imai, what's he going to learn? So the Gemara says, Shrichi. And he needs La'aviv and Le'imai by Kohen Gadol, because of Aviv. If it would have just said Aviv, Havamina Hanu Taima Delay Metamale, that this is the reason you can't be Metamet to him, Mishum de Chazaka Ba'almahu. It's just a Chazaka Ba'almahu, meaning a father. We don't really know for sure 100%. Nobody watched, the father doesn't give birth to the child. So we don't know 100% that this is the father. It's just a Chazaka, Rei Bila Sachar Abal, that we assume that he is the father, but we don't know for sure. And therefore we could say, if it would have just said Aviv, then I would have said, you know why you can't be Metamet to your father? Because a Kohen Gadol is very Kadosh, and we can't take any chances, and we don't know for sure it's his father. But maybe Limai, Abel Imai Diyadin and Diladitei. So we know that the mother gave birth to him, so Letamala, he should be able to be Metamet, Kohen Gadol should be Metamet to his mother. So therefore I'd have to say, and I have to say Le'imai also, because of Imai, and if we just said Imai, if it would have just said Imai, then I would have said Havamina on the flip side, Imai le Tamala, the Lav Azul Zara Basra. Because yes, even though we know that she gave birth to this kid, but at the end of the day, the Yichus doesn't go after her. It goes after the father. Abul Abid, Kivan, so I would have just said, only mother, because Yichus doesn't follow. But you know, when the patriarch of the family, this guy's father, passes away, maybe a Kohen Gadol would be able to be Metama with him. Abel Aviv, Kivan the Amar Ma'al, Mishpachaysam, Leves Havaysam, Ema Letamalei, Kamash Malan. So Rabbi Kiva says, you know why I need La'aviv and Le'imai, the specifics by Kohen Gadol? It's because I would need to tell me that in each one has a Chiddush. You could think that father and mother specifically, maybe you would be Metama to, Kamashwan, the Pasuk has to say that no, you can't be Metama to your father, even though that's where primary Yichus comes from. Can't even Metama to him and your mother, even though we know for sure that the mother gave birth to him. Now, one last piece to figure out, as we said, there's 8 limudim, so we're pretty much filled up. We got it all in Rabbi Kiva, except for one thing, which is the klal. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel learned the klal by Kohen Gadol, Al Kol Nafshus Meis LaYavai, that there was a kal v'chomer from Kohen Hedyot, and therefore it had to be telling me that there's an Isser to be Metama to all Kravim. So Akon, not just Mace, this is again going back by Kohen Gadol, Lo Yavai, Lamali. So why is that, what's the klal there? Al Kol is Lafuke Re Chaykim. Okay? That's coming to tell me Al-Kol, similarly to how he learned it by Al-Nefesh Meis Le-Yavai, by Nazir, he said, Nefesh is Kraven, Meis is Rechaikim. So over here it's Al-Kol, Lafuche Rechaikim, Meis, Lafuche Kraven, that Meis is going to be the same. Okay, Nafshais, it had said Al, so again, Al-Kol, Nafshais, Meis. So what's the, again, Al-Kol, that's, tell me that a Kohen Gadol can't be Metama to Rechaikim, non-relatives. The mace, that's the last part, I'll call nafshas mace. The mace tells me that he can't be metama to even kraven. What is the nafshas? That's a new lima that we're going to get into. We're going to discuss it extensively in the coming daven. That's going to be an entirely different topic. And that is, it's going to be nafshas lafuki revi'ez dam she'atzu mishnei mesim shemetama ba'oil. That's a lima that Rabbi Akiva uses. It's actually brought as a svach to Rabbi Akiva as a support. To Rabbi Akiva's din, Rabbi Akiva holds that the Rabbanon hold that if, let's say, there's a revius of dam inside of an oil, it's going to be metama meis. But it has to be revius dam from one person, not from two. Rabbi Akiva says, even if it comes from two meisim, nafshois meis, lafuge revius dam, shiatsu mishne meisim, shemetama ba'oil. That is going to be metama ba'oil, even if it comes from two meisim, shenema, akol nafshois meis la'yava. So again, he's going to use the nafshois for something else entirely. That's to tell me that if I have revius dam, but it comes from two places, that is Metam and Ba'el. So let's just very quickly just recap. The mission today was to figure out how do we know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, each one can be Metam and Beis Mitzvah, and we ended up having to learn out all of the Pesukim. There were a total of 8 Limudim that we had the Al-Kol Nafshes Meis by Kohen Gadol, that's the Kalal. Then we had, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, that came to tell me that it's Isser Tama Kraven, because I already know that he can't be Metama to Rechaikim. That's a Kal V'chaymer. And then Rabbi Akiva learned just a little bit differently that it was the Al-Kol tells me the Isser Rechaikim. And the Nefesh Meis is Kraven. And what are the Nafshais? Sorry, that was the Al-Kol and the Meis. What is the Nafshais? We said the Nafshais was to tell me it's totally different than that a Revius Dam that comes from two Meisim is Metama Ba'il. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Okay, now again, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, then what is the limud of La'aviv Uli Imai? Rabbi Shmuel says La'avad is telling me by Kohen Gadol that he can be Metama L'meis Mitzvah. Le'imai to tell me Gzeir Shabbat the Rebbe, that I learned from Nazir, that just like the Isra of Nazir becoming Tami is only to Tumas Meis, not Tumas Mitzera or Tumas Zav. And Rabbi Kiva doesn't need that, like we said, he learns from La'achav, so therefore he's going to learn La'avad than Le'imai, that specifically I needed to tell me that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metama to both father and mother. I would have thought maybe, you're right, maybe there's an Isra Kraven, but maybe father's accepted. Father's really close. Mother's accepted. Why? Why would I think just the father's accepted? Because he's the Yichus. Talmud Lomer didn't have to say La'aviv. And why did it have to say Le'imai? Because I would have thought, maybe it's only other Kraven. Dainu a father. The guy can't be Metama to because we don't know for sure that he's the father. But the mother, we know for sure that she's the mother of this Kohen Gadol. Maybe he should be Metama. So that is how Rabbi Akiva learns the other of the Le'imai. Then let's go to Nazir. It said, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai. So we had a Machlokes. How do we learn it from the Al Nefesh Mace or the Layavoi, but either way, it was telling us that it's Tame, that the Nazir is going to be ushered to be Metame to all Mesim of humans, we said, not animals. It was coming Lafuke, not animals, not Tumas Nevela. And Rabbi Kiva learned Nefesh was Kraven, Mace was Rechaikim. That's what we learned from. Now, what did we do with, we have again four, La'aviv, Le'imai, La'achiv, La'achaisai. So, La'aviv, Rabbi Yishmael learns La'aviv, that you should go after Klal. Again, we had a couple of challenges. You said, love of L'meis Mitzvah, and we had a few challenges. Number one, maybe I should just learn Kal B'chaymer from Kain Gandal. We said, you can't, because Nazir has to be a carbon if he becomes Tame. We said, number two is maybe love of L'imai, he's not Metama, but he can be Metama to everybody else. We said, no, you can't have that, Avimini, because you'd have to, the foundation would be Kain Hedyet. Kain Hedyet is not allowed to be Metama to, is allowed to be Metama to Kraven, but not Rechaikim. So for sure, if the Nazir can't be Metama to Kraven, he can't be Metama to Rechaikim. Okay, so we said La'aviv, what is that coming to tell me? It actually came to tell me that since it's a klal, al nefesh meis la'yavai, I could learn klalois from Kohen Gadol to tell me that even kravim are asur, or I could learn klalois from Hedyot. So I need La'aviv to tell me to learn it, La'aviv, go with the Kohen Gadol one where there's also restriction of kravim La'aviv. Okay, so then what was Le'imai? That we said was Gzer Shava. So, okay, and what did Rabbi Akiva learn La'aviv and Le'imai for? So he says again, because he holds from La'achiv that's Meis Mitzvah, both by Nazir and Kohen Gadol, so therefore he learned La'aviv and Le'imai differently by both Kohen Gadol and Nazir, and he says that is, he's going to learn both Avad and Lima. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't separate the two. He said it's Kedin Asba, that it's that the Torah, just when it says Avad, it says Lima along with it. And therefore, he's going to learn it to tell me Xer Shavad the Rebbe. And what is La'achiv? So that is Rabbi Shmuel. That's telling me that a Mace Mitzvah, a Nazir can be Matama La Mace Mitzvah. La'achiv, Eina Matama, Matama La Mace Mitzvah. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it's telling me that if you're a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, you can be Matama La Mace Mitzvah. So essentially, that ends up being the Makar for both. And what is La'achaysay? There, they both learn that La'achaysay is even if it's going to cause you to be over on a assay of both, of either Mila, be Matama La Mace Mitzvah, even if it's going to cause you not be able to do Mila, or to become tummy, and therefore you can't do Pesach. Either way, you still would have to bury the Mace Mitzvah. So it comes out, interestingly, again, the mission was to figure out how do we know that both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir can be Metam and a Mace Mitzvah. And in Rabbi Shmuel, the answer is, I learn one from a Pasuk La'aviv by Kohen Gadol. I learn Nazir from La'achiv by Nazir. That's how I know that both of them are supposed to be Metam and a Mace Mitzvah, even though they're Asur to Kraven. According to Rabbi Akiva, it actually comes out that you're learning Mace Mitzvah for both Kohen Gadol and Nazir from the same place. That's La'achiv. Because since you learn La'achiv tells me that you can be Metam and a both, a Nazir, that a Mace Mitzvah, yeah, even a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir must be Metamel Meis Mitzvah. So then individually, if he's just a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir, he'd be Metamel Meis Mitzvah.